Greetings and welcome. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada, and this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, the Kronos Quartet, Little Tchaikovsky, and yes, the requisite oboe music time. To begin, have you ever done some maybe spring sorting and found something that you never realized that you had? A diamond in the rough, so to speak? Well, I reacquainted myself to the music of Krauss. I'm speaking of Joseph Martin Krauss, a German-Swedish composer in the classical era. He moved to Sweden at the age of 21 and died not too long after at 36 in Stockholm. He has been referred to as the, quote-unquote, the Swedish Mozart, and although his music is rarely performed today. But when he did move to Stockholm back in 1778, he was only a young 22 and eventually became Kapellmeister under Gustav III. Now, Gustav III sent Krauss on a grand tour of Europe that lasted 5 years so he could learn all about the theater abroad. And on this trip, Krauss met Haydn, among many, and became a member of the same Masonic lodge as none other than Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, whom he met and became very friendly with. This is his overture, a march in interludes, for the staging of Voltaire's Olympie. This was written back in January of 1792. Here is the Swedish Chamber Orchestra. The Swedish Chamber Orchestra, and that was Krauss's Olympi Overture. And you're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And let's move along to the music of the guitar. And a great Canadian guitarist, I'm speaking of Timothy Wesley John Brady, a composer, an electric guitarist, an improvising musician, a concert producer, a record producer, and a cultural activist. Got a lot going on there. He is internationally recognized as one of the world's leading experimental and quote-unquote new music guitarists, and in recent years has gained a very strong reputation as one of Canada's leading composers of chamber music, orchestral, and theater music. And speaking of which, one of his latest compositions is called Imagine Many Guitars, quote-unquote instruments of happiness, which definitely the guitar is. Now, this celebrates all the aspects of the guitar. It has three parts. There's a little bit of electric guitar. There's some large guitar orchestras using both community amateurs and professionals. And there's some a little more subtle guitar. It is definitely an auditory delight, enjoying all the many facets that guitar and versatility that it can offer. But let's take a listen of one of the selections. This is Five Times for Guitars.
Thank you.
Five times, four guitars, music from Tom Brady's Imagine Many Guitars, quote-unquote, Instruments of Happiness. And this is Classical Chaos here on CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And let's continue with a couple of great talents which came out quite a little way back. I'm speaking of the two cellos. Now, this Croatian duo of Luka Sulik and Stjepan Hauser were apparently rivals in the day, but they decided to come together and make some beautiful music. And doing such, they attracted the attention of the likes of Elton John, Lang Lang, Steve Vai, and many, many more. They first came out to fame on YouTube, was a long time ago, with a cover of Michael Jackson's Smooth Criminal. They got 3 million views in the first 2 weeks. Hey, that was a lot back then. Here they are with Every Breath You Take.
Thank you.
Every Breath You Take. That was a performance, an arrangement by the Two Cellos. This is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to continue with some music from a great CD by the Kronos Quartet. It's entitled Black Angels. And this selection is an arrangement of the music of Thomas Tallis. Tallis himself was a composer to lots of courts, the courts of Henry VIII, Edward VI, Mary Tudor, and Elizabeth I. And the selection that we're going to hear is called Spem in Alium, or Sing and Glorify, for those who read the Latin text. But the text actually reads, I have never put my hope in any other but in you, God of Israel, who will be angry and yet become again gracious, and who forgives all the sins of suffering man. Here is an arrangement of the 40-part motet by the Kronos Quartet.
Thank you.
Spem in Alium, or Sing and Glorify, music by Thomas Tallis, arranged by the Kronos Quartet. And this is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And it is that time. I'm speaking of oboe music time. Today, get this, oboe and oboe. Oboe music written by and then subsequently performed by another oboist. I'm speaking of the works of Antonio Pasquali. He was born back in 1842, an Italian oboist and composer who was also known as the Paganini of the oboe. And he lived in Sicily his whole life, but traveled widely to Germany and Austria, giving oboe concerts. He also directed a symphonic and wind chamber ensembles. They were very popular in Italy at the time. And he also took upon himself to transcribe a large number of opera pieces, and he transcribed them for a great combination for oboe or piano and oboe and harp. He remained in oblivion until oboist Heinz Holliger and Omar Zabolu began reviving his music. Now, as much as I would like to impart some salacious backstory, I don't have one. He was a remarkable oboist, composer, and arranger. A true trailblazer. Here are Hans-Jörg Schellenberger and Margit Anasus and the Omaggio Abellini. Thank you. A person has to breathe just after that. A phenomenal performance. Hans-Jörg Schellenberger joined Bar by Margit Anasus. That was the Omaggio a Bellini. Music by Antonio Pasculi for cor anglais and harp. Let's move on to some Tchaikovsky as promised. This particular music has a resonance for me, as I have memories of traveling around Australia with a youth orchestra and dancing backstage to this next selection. Written for strings as a wind player, this was our time off, but the beauty in the music made it a time for me as I danced backstage to the music. It was written back in 1880, and Tchaikovsky comments of his Serenade for Strings, "It is a heartfelt piece, something between a symphony and a string quintet." Was first performed back on October 30th in 1881 in St. Petersburg. And today we're going to hear an excellent performance by the Berlin Philharmonic with Herbert von Karajan conducting.
Thank you.
Gotta get that last chord in. That was the final movement to Tchaikovsky's brilliant Serenade for Strings in C Major, and a brilliant performance by the Berlin Philharmonic with Herbert von Karajan directing. And thanks for joining me. You have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.